Well, that's a sandwich.
Hi, JT.
Hey, Lily, what's up?
I just wanted you to know that of all my brothers and sisters, you're my favorite.
Well, thank you.
And because you're my favorite, you don't have to get me anything for my birthday.
Aw, come on, I gotta get you something.
Well, okay, you can get me a sticker, because Al's getting me something really good.
Oh, really? What's Al getting you?
Barbie's Malibu Dream House.
Well, if Al's getting you that, then your best brother's gonna get you the best birthday present you've ever seen.
I'm registering Toys R Us.
On my way, I'm gonna get you the best birthday present.
Have you seen my bathrobe?
The white terry cloth one?
Yeah. I can't find it anywhere.
Morning, Mr. L. Mrs. L.
Good morning, baby.
Man, I love living right next door.
What do you want for breakfast, sweetheart?
Oh, no breakfast for me, thanks. I already ate. By the way, you're out of eggs, bacon, milk, orange juice, cottage cheese, fruit, and, potatoes.
Rich, that's my bathroom.
Yeah, I know. It's nice and toasty, too. Had I seen that one. you don't mind that I borrow this, do you?
Yes, I do. Now take it off.
I'd rather not.
I want you to take it off now.
Okay, but I'm au naturel.
Keep it on. When you're done with it, burn it. I don't want any breakfast now, honey. I'm not hungry.
Oh, by the way, Dana, I hope you're not busy on Saturday because I could really use some help with Lily's birthday party.
What do you need help for? Just let the little brats run around, stuff them full of cake, hose them off, and give them back to their parents.
Oh, I see. So you think handling a birthday party with 16 little six-year-olds is easy?
Are you kidding? I could do it with my eyes closed. All you need to do is let them know who's the boss.
Oh, I would like to see you put your money where your mouth is. $50 says that you can't run Lily's birthday party without begging for help.
You're on. Be the easiest $50 I ever made because I don't beg.
I could vouch for that. I'm usually the one that does the begging.
You know what? I don't want any breakfast either.
Score for this personality test.
Let me save you some time. You don't got one.
Ami du jour, bonjour.
Hey, Charlie.
Hello, little Melrose Place people. Caron, I want to thank you for lending me this tape. After carefully reviewing it, I'm happy to say that I was right. I do, in fact, have burns of steel. Now then, who would like to guess what I am doing this Saturday?
Using your butt as a wrecking ball?
No. This Saturday, I, Jean Le Reberou, will be cutting the hair of somebody so incredibly famous that when you find out who it is, you will all die.
Who is it?
I cannot tell you. My client has sworn me to secrecy. There is nothing you can say or do that will make me divulge the identity of my incredibly famous client. Unless, of course, you want to figure out who it is by flipping through this celebrity magazine and sneaking a peek at his or her picture, in which case it's not my fault. It's just a little thing that happened because you were given the magazine and you saw the picture.
Is it Dennis Rodman?
No. He has his hair cut at 31 flavors.
Oh, is it Michelle Pfeiffer? Oh, man, I would really like to go out with her.
Get real. She's married.
And it's a shame, too, because I'm sure she'd adore a date with a 10th grader from Wisconsin.
Well, look, it's the Baywatch babes. Is it one of them?
That's not Baywatch, that's Ted Koppel on a Speedo.
It's a
some glasses.
People, we are talking about a big star, okay? This is somebody so big that they have only one name.
I got it. Madonna.
No.
Sting.
No.
Cher.
No.
Gandhi?
No. He's dead and he's bald. I give you one more hint. This person has the only one name and it begins with the letter F.
Flipper.
Yes, that's right, Brendan. It's Flipper. I'm going to cut Flipper's hair. I'm going to dive right into that tank and I'm going to put some dippity-doo on his dorsal fin. Yes, that's right. Oh, this group is never going to figure it out. It's hopeless. Unless, of course, you happen to show up at my apartment this Saturday at exactly 2 p.m., where I will be cutting this incredibly famous person there who has only one name. They begin with the letter F. That Saturday, 2 p.m., Jean Reberou. One word begins with the letter F, but you didn't hear it from me. And people say I can't keep a secret.
The boys had a little problem. See, Brian stuck a peanut up his nose. And Ryan tried to get it out with a dustbuster.
It worked! Yeah, we also found a marble up there, too.
A marble?
Well, it's okay. We're just getting started. Come on in. Come on in. Well, I'm going to be next door getting coffee if you need me.
Well, I won't be here. My daughter, Dana, thinks it's easy handling a bunch of six-year-olds at a birthday party, so she'll be running this whole thing for me.
Hi.
Hi. Did you ever run a children's birthday party before?
No.
Do you get migraine headaches?
No.
You will.
Well, Dana, I'll be next door having some coffee with Frank, and remember, if you need any help, it'll cost you $50.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for inviting me to Lily's party.
A ball pit. What?
Rich, hey. Rich, get off.
Dave.
Rich. You are not a guest. You are here to help me with the party.
Do I get cake?
If you're good.
Ooh, you're strict. I like that.
No running, no yelling, no hitting.
Lady.
What?
He licked me.
No licking.
We're supposed to have ice cream if we can't lick.
Okay, you can lick ice cream.
Can we lick the pizza?
You can lick food, but not a person.
What if we lick somebody by accident?
Can we just move on from this whole licking thing?
Let's get to play.
Yeah! Hey, play on your own time. This is a party.
You're ruining my party.
Honey, you might want to lighten up on this whole Nazi thing. I mean, I find it very attractive, but I don't think the kids are digging it.
Listen, kids respect an adult who is not afraid to lay down the law, okay? All right, one more rule. No throwing food.
Hey, kids. I'm Possum Dave, obviously. For the next 5 minutes, all games are free.
Away! Away! Hey! Help!
accept that as an accident.
Where were you?
Oh, I had to take a couple of boys to the bathroom, and they both missed target. Took me about a half an hour to dry my socks with a blower.
Great, so I'm out here fighting for my life, and you're worried about your socks?
Honey, they're just having a little fun. Besides, I thought you said babysitting wasn't hard.
Well, maybe it wouldn't be if you were out here helping me instead of playing with the kids.
Daddy! More talking, more talking, more talking.
Be quiet. I'm having a conversation,
more talking,
okay?
More talking,
you know,
more
maybe
more
the kids wouldn't be so wild if you were a little bit more
talking,
nurturing.
More talking,
what do you mean I'm not nurturing? I can be very nurturing, all right? Oh, pipe down now, you little twerp.
Oh, how cute a couple of kids are playing tug of war with your jacket.
Hey, put that down. Drop it. Ryan, where are you going?
I want my mommy. That whistle is mean.
The whistle lady? Does the whistle lady know that you're out here?
No, she's yelling at the guy I peed on.
You peed on a guy? We can't have kids wandering out into the street. Let's go in there and take over.
Oh, no, honey, wait a minute. If Dana doesn't know that Ryan's out here, we could let her sweat a little. Huh? How about I take you inside to your mom, and we'll let Mrs. Lambert go in there and torture the mean whistle lady?
Yeah.
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 Quelle surprise! How did you know I would be here waiting for a famous celebrity client at exactly 2 p.m.?
You told us?
Well, never mind. Since you're here, you may as well meet my incredibly famous celebrity client, who has only one name which begins with the letter F.
Well, JT thinks he knows who the mystery client is.
It's Frederick, right? The underwear model, right? Come on, say, sir, please, please, please.
He's a little worked up over this. That's why I decided to come along.
Sam, you know I'm totally devoted to you, but the human body is God's finest work of art. I mean, can't I enjoy a masterpiece when I see one?
JT, did I mention that this masterpiece is a guy?
That's sick. Let's get out of here. Come on, Sam.
Oh, wait a minute. Jean-Luc, is your client a good-looking guy?
Well, he has the body of a Greek statue.
Well, hey, JT has the body of a statue. Buddha.
Okay, everybody just act naturally.
If it's Famous Amos, I hope he brought cookies.
Oh my God, it's Fabio!
Bonjour, mon ami.
Hey, bonjour, Jean-Luc, comment stai?
Bene.
Isn't he gorgeous? Well, to tell you the truth, I'm really not that impressed.
Can you please take my jacket? You know, I don't want to get any air on it.
Sure.
Okay, now I'm impressed.
Fabio, I'd like you to meet some of my friends. Somehow they found out that you were going to be here, and they just couldn't pass up the opportunity to meet a world-famous celebrity like yourself.
Well, who could blame them? It's a pleasure. To me. You.
Fabio, would you like to sit in a chair?
Sure, why not?
I don't get it. What's he got that I don't got?
A body and a job. My God, that is one massive Italian.
Oh, thank you.
I have over 500 of your novels, Mr. Fabio.
Just call me Fabio. To tell you the truth, I didn't write all those novels. I just posed them for the covers.
Oh, that's okay. I don't read them. I just look at your picture.
Don't worry, honey. I still make the money.
Okay, I'm ready to begin. Everybody stand back. I, Jean-Luc Reperou, I'm about to get a vision. Yes, I'm seeing the vision. I'm seeing the perfection. And I know exactly how to achieve it. Get ready for the total hairstyling experience. And complete grooming makeover. 6 months.
I want that hair.
No, it's mine! Not if I get it back!
Girls, don't fight. I have a package of my hair just for this occasion. For each of you. Here we go.
So, how do you like your new haircut?
Jean-Luc, you are a genius.
No, come on, you are a genius.
No, you are.
Come on, you are a genius.
No, listen, I said it first. You are.
Okay, I'm a genius.
And I'm Fabio.
I'm breaking into the token machine with a screwdriver. Oh, that was a good one.
Hi, Dana. How's it going?
Great. It's going just great, right, kids?
Gee, Rich, maybe you should take a head count so we know how many pieces of cake to cut, huh?
You got it. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 kids.
No, that's impossible. We're supposed to have 16.
You lost a kid?
Well, we still got 15 out of 16. That's good enough for an A, isn't it?
Rich, these are kids, not a spelling test. We need all of them. We need to find the other kid who looks like this.
We want kids. We want kids. We want kids.
Ryan.
We want kids.
Ryan, whichever one you are, where are you?
Gee, Dana, you sound kind of frazzled.
Frazzled, I'm going insane. I lost a kid. I can't even hear myself think. God, I wish somebody could just make them be quiet.
Hey, 5 tokens to the kid who can keep quiet the longest.
Ryan, it's time for the cake. Come out. Mom, I need to go. I'm begging.
I'm begging? You owe me $50.
Who cares about the bet? I lost a kid.
Oh, you mean Ryan, the other twin?
Yes.
Oh, he's okay. We found him outside, so Frank took him back to his mother.
I mean, you knew he was safe, and you just let me twist in the wind to teach me a lesson?
Yeah. It was really fun.
I can't believe that. How could you do that to me?
Oh, excuse me. Just a minute. Weren't you the one who said, "Why do you need help? I could run this birthday party with my eyes closed. All you need to do is let him know who's boss."
Okay, fine. So I underestimated how hard it is to be in charge of something.
Well, everyone does. You know, unless you've had a kid, you have no idea what a tough job this is. Mothers get no credit for this work, and it is the single most important job we have as adults.
You're right. I don't give you enough credit. I mean, with 7 of us, I have no idea how you can handle that.
But thanks. I appreciate that. You'll do just fine when you have your own kids.
I don't know about that.
Why?
Because on the way home, I'm getting my tubes tied.
Oh, don't do that. I'm really looking forward to having grandchildren.
Okay, kids, it's time to sing the birthday song.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lily. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, Lily, make a wish.
I wish Dana would lighten up.
Yay!
And so, in the amber glow of sunset, they gaze into each other's eyes, knowing that the fire of the passion would burn on throughout their lives, forever and ever and ever. It's the end.
That was so romantic. Read it again.
I'm sorry, ladies, but I have to go. I'll miss my flight.
Oh, can you wait just a minute? I want to get the rest of my books for you to autograph.
Sure.
Okay. I don't have any of your books. I'll just go get my pillow for you to sign.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm Fabio.
Oh my God, I'm hallucinating.
No, you're not. Honestly, I'm Fabio.
Yeah, right, and I'm Aretha Franklin, Queen of Soul.